By now the checks have cleared, I guess, each fighter shakes his head and wonders at the riches that have lavishly been spread upon the latest showbiz triumph over which a grand illusion once again appeared, as all across the land the buzz about Transcendent, built on hype and hope, has left each guy who bought it feeling sort of like a dope. Or maybe they don't shake their heads, the fighters with the dough. Perhaps they've both been at it now for long enough to know that there may be no bottom to the appetite for dreams inspired by an industry as shameless as it seems to be. Hey, buddy, this is it, the battle of the age, where good and evil meet and where the consequence of rage will manifest itself in this, the confluence of tough and righteous as two men trade blows until one cries enough. Was anybody shocked the combatants couldn't live up to the monstrous billing and that neither one could give a knockdown to the customers, much less a knocking out? They gave us what we should have guessed, an outcome fraught with doubt. The doubt that has some thinking not just whether, more like when, as suckers tell each other that the two must fight again. The complication this time is a suit that seems to charge that Pacquiao fought injured, so the odds were very large that he would not hold up his end of that most august fight, that he could only seem to punch. And if that charge is right, will boxing take a mortal shot, and will the fight game fall as treachery and fraud unmasked astonish one and all? I think it won't. This fight for all the century will stand. The boxers and promoters almost certainly will land upon their well-heeled feet. The only losers will be blokes who bought the pay-per-view or ringside seats, and other folks who feast upon the ballyhoo and swallow up the swill, as suckers have done always and as suckers always will. The fight of all the century, the bout for all the bread, we're probably doomed to hear that song till boxing's finally dead.